Ready, down, hut, 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 hut.
All Packers, all the time.
He was a field-tilting player, and the reason why Gabe and many others are so concerned is that this guy's on the field. He changes the offensive dynamic. They are a different offense when he is there.
Okay, most of the time.
You know, Homer calls Matt LaFleur soft all the time. Matt LaFleur is like Vince Lombardi compared to me.
It's Jason Wilde on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Jason Wilde is brought to you by Lakeland Supply. Lakeland Supply is in business to make your business better. Set up a free packaging and supply chain assessment at lakelandsupply.com. Exterior Pros. Ready to tackle your home improvement project? Exterior Pros and Baths is giving $3,000 off roofing, siding, windows, or bath remodels this month. Visit extpros.com. Also brought to you by Century Foods. Change your grocery game plan to locally owned Century Foods, home of the best meat, freshest produce, and tastiest treats.
He is our friend. He is our teammate. He is Jason Wilde. He joins us three times a week here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Good morning, Jason.
Good morning, dudes. How we doing?
Doing great. How are you? I feel like we don't check in. How are you today? You doing well?
Oh, I appreciate that. Yeah, I'm doing great. I'll tell you what, man. I'm gonna miss Jeff Hafley. That's for sure. God, that was fun yesterday.
What was your biggest takeaway from the back and forth with the future head coach of the Giants?
That his mom is sitting there critiquing his answers and our questions. So I can't wait for the next time I'm able to talk to him off the podium so I can find out if she's ever asked, who's the guy that asks all the long questions that you talk about his sweatshirts?
He sounded very so head coachy.
He did, man. I mean, and look, obviously he's been a head coach. And let's be honest, they didn't have a ton of success at Boston College, which – you know, I know it's a hard place to win because that school sucks. I understand. You know, we talked about this before that, you know, when the starting quarterback is struggling, the most popular guy in town is the backup quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
Like it even happened to Brett when he was struggling in 2000 or 99. And there were actual people that said, hey, we should give this Matt Hasselbeck fella a shot. Which, frankly, Matt Hasselbeck turned out to be a pretty damn good quarterback in the National mm-hmm. Football League. But it happened with Brunel, too, Jason. Right. Well,
yeah.
It happened with Brunel with the head coach.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, yeah. It wasn't the fans. It was Steve Mariucci saving Brett from – landing on his butt on the bench. And so, which again was the right call. And Mark Brunel went on to a wonderful career mm-hmm. in Jacksonville and elsewhere. But I do think we have to be a little bit careful. And I say this as a huge fan of Jeff Hafley, the interview, and Jeff Hafley, the human, that, you know, you always have to be careful what you wish for. And I'm not, I think they're going to get things straightened out here. I do not think this season is spiraling. And not just because, you know, Hafley gave a pretty good pep talk yesterday, but the Packers aren't necessarily better off if they say, you know what, we're going to move on from Matt LaFleur. We're going to promote Jeff Hafley to be our new head coach. Cause there is a section of the fan base, which feels large, but maybe it's just loud.
I think it's just loud. Jason.
That think this is a good idea. And I just think you have to be really careful. And I thought it was great what Jeff said. I don't think he's a dumb person either. I think he knows. I don't think he knew that I was going to post the video of that and tag him as the Packers defensive coordinator / future New York Giants head coach. But like that went, I don't go viral very often, but that went very viral among Giants fans and Giants Twitter. So he's no dummy. He knew that was going to happen, but I loved what he said about LaFleur, which I thought was really smart and supportive of his boss.
Was it truthful though?
Yes.
Do you really fear him in 2 minutes? No, I don't either. He's just, and Gabe was, I don't know, a list came out where he was considered the sixth best.
The Athletic had a poll of defensive coaches before the season, Jason, and LaFleur was ranked the sixth best play caller in the NFL.
And this is what I said, Jason. I'm like, he is very good at scheming guys open. But right now and this year, he just doesn't feel flowy, you know? It's just nothing.
Yeah,
everything feels hard.
So, yes, totally agree. Extremely valid point. Now, let me ask you this. How much of that is him, and how much of that is they commit? They just seem to have a knack for committing the killer penalty at the worst possible time. Their offensive. I am so spoiled. You know how Packers fans are spoiled by quarterbacks?
Mm-hmm.
I am spoiled by great offensive lines. Right?
Yeah.
Like, obviously, my first year, you guys, you know, piecing it together with Boo and the rest of the crew there.
Yeah.
You know, it's not that Frankie Winter's fantastic center. Don't get me wrong at all, right? Earl is going in the Packers Hall of Fame this year now. Like, Adam Timmerman wound up being a multi-time Pro Bowler and All-Pro. I'm not saying that your guys stunk, but you know, you lose your starting left tackle, Ken Rutgers, in training camp.
Yep.
Then you try the rookie who stinks, and John Michaels couldn't be a nicer guy, but he's been a very successful doctor, wasn't as successful as an offensive lineman, you know. And then you end up with the old war horse, Bruce Wilkerson, which I would argue in a totally separate conversation. They need more of those guys on this team. They don't need 30 of them, but they could use 5 of them. But you found a way. But I look at 03 with Tausch and Cliffy and Wall and Rivera and Flanagan. Oof. I look at 14 with Bakhtiari, Bulaga, Sitton, Lang, and Lindsley. And I'm not putting them – I'm not enough of a historian of the Lombardi era to be able to say, oh, yeah, I'm putting them up there with Fuzzy Thurston and Jerry Kramer and Forrest Gregg and that gang. But during the modern era of Packers football, those two lines are the frickin' best. Mm-hmm. And this group ain't close. And I wonder how much that has short-circuited their offense. And then the other part is, and I gotta get a hold of Mike McCarthy today because I keep having that on my to-do list, and then I end up doing other stuff. I really want to know how screwed up the Packers are right now by losing Kraft in the Carolina game. Because I just think that, you know, you look at what they did in Pittsburgh, you look at what Kraft did in Pittsburgh, you look at Matt LaFleur saying after the Pittsburgh game, and I quote, "We'd be crazy not to," when asked if he wanted to focus the passing game on Kraft. And then 7 days later, he loses him for the year. It feels to me like he's searching. Mm-hmm. And despite all the memes, I think that the best evidence that he was searching is that he's in the back of the bench area with his back to the field, trying to figure out what the hell he's going to jot down on his play card so he can get something going offensively.
All right, we'll transition now to Tucker Kraft. Bunch of questions here, Jason. Has he had his surgery? When is he having his surgery if he hasn't? Will they try to sign him to the dollar store discount, which I would tell Tucker Kraft, do not sign it.
No.
What do you see going forward here? Has he had surgery?
Yeah, I don't know that. I don't have a close relationship with his agent. I would expect Tom Pelissero to maybe get that. Or maybe Domofsky will have it. But my the point is, he's not in the same position that Christian Watson is.
Mm-mm.
Or was, right? Like, Tucker Kraft, first of all, wouldn't have been eligible until after the season for an extension. Second of all, he will be, you know, God willing, he will be back in time for the season, right? And the timing of his injury in early November vis-a-vis Watson's injury on January 5th, means he'll be, you know, he may start training camp on the PUP, but his timing is a lot more like Rashawn Gary's. Now, hopefully his, you know, production is better than Rashawn Gary's post-ACL, right?
Mm-hmm.
But he, I think he's got, I don't think he's in a position where he has to do that. Like, he will be in a contract year, but he's got a resume now. Like, I know Watson had a 3-game stretch his rookie year, but he was way too inconsistent with his production. They love him. Yesterday he was awesome again. Like, he is so about the right stuff, and it's so weird to juxtapose him against his dad. But Watson was in a position where he needed to take that deal. Tucker Kraft's not in that position. Tucker Kraft's going to come back, and by October of next year, they're going to be trying to get him to sign an extension, and they're going to be trying to get him, you know, trading risk for more money, lower the risk, sign for a good guaranteed amount, but not as much as you could get if you played out the whole season. I would think he'd be more amenable to a deal after what he's going through now, right?
Yeah.
Especially if he's looking at Aaron Rodgers' house. But at the same time, I think it's really important to point out he is in a much more, much stronger position than Watson was when he took the 1-year deal to kind of give him some breathing room.
Wait, he's looking at the 4-bedroom, 7-bath mansion in Hobart?
Yes.
I did not see that.
So when we talked to Micah Parsons, mm-hmm, about it, and I have not talked to Tucker Kraft about it because unfortunately this came out in the Pittsburgh game. I didn't talk to Tucker the week going into Carolina, and then obviously I haven't talked to him since. But Parsons said, you know, his family wasn't here yet. I think they just got here. But he's like, I'm not in any rush. He's not on Zillow all the time. And he said, I think Tuck is interested in the house too. And he said he'd gone to see it. So I don't know. It's not on the market. So I don't know if I have to, you know, track down one of my real estate buddies, because I could pretend that it's in my price range and go take a look at it, right?
Just kind of see if Aaron's left anything behind. As far as the game Sunday, what about guys like Matthew Golden, who were unable to was unable to play last week? Is he close to returning? Because if he doesn't play, I feel like the initial characterization of day-to-day has now become week-to-week.
Yeah, exactly. And that's why I asked LaFleur exactly that. I'm learning in my old age, do not ask, is there some concern with Matthew Golden? And then he'll say, well, we're always concerned about guys that leave the game with an injury. And then I don't get any information. So after he went out in Carolina, my question on that Monday was, is he day-to-day? And that's when he said he was. And then obviously LaFleur said yesterday that he was very close, maybe even, he said, to playing against the Eagles. One sign that I always think is encouraging is when an injured player actually bothers to come in the locker room when he knows we're in there, because usually they're smart enough to... I got to tell a story, though. This was hilarious. So I go over to Lucas Van Ness yesterday. He comes in the locker room. We got just a few minutes left in our open locker room period, and look, I don't think he has a relationship with any of us. I don't think he enjoys us. I don't think we've been unfair to him by any means, but nevertheless, I go over to him, and the TV crew posse is behind me, and I'm like, hey, you got a couple quick minutes? He's like, no, I'm late for treatment, guys. I'm sorry, I gotta go now. You know, my policy personally is, if you don't want to talk, just tell me, no, I'm not going to do it today. Mm-hmm. Don't lie. And so he says, no, I'm late for treatment. I got to go. And Devontae Wyatt is sitting nearby and says, that's not true. I just saw you in treatment. You're already done with your treatment.
Oh, nice. Sellout. Solid.
Wait, so what did Lucas do?
So I'm laughing. I'm like, look, man, I just need to know how it felt to be back out there. And the TV crews had already left by the time this exchange occurred. And I said, look, I just need to know how it felt. He says, it felt great to be back out there. I said, thank you. I just wanted one sentence. And then he turns to Wyatt and said, you blank, you made me look like an a-hole. And I'm like, I said to Lucas, fair. But it was really funny. And then, oh, my God, Wyatt, I must have been the greatest audience he's ever had, because he was almost literally falling out of his chair in front of his locker, rolling on the floor when I gave him his props for how funny that was. So Jason, that's my story time with Jason from the locker room.
It's not a lie if you believe it.
He didn't believe it. Nobody believed it, especially not Devontae Wyatt.
I just saw you in there.
Jason, just real quick, when does the practice window open for Jaden Reed?
Yeah, good question. I don't know if it'll be next week or the week after, but he is doing more and more. He's in the locker room a lot. Again, great example. I see him all the time now. I think he's getting close. Again, usually it's about 8 weeks, right, before you can start doing stuff, depending upon how severe the collarbone is, having lived through two of them with the quarterback. And he got hurt on September 11th, and today is November 14th. So we should be seeing them open the window pretty soon, and then obviously it's 21 days before they have to activate him.
You think the end of that divisional run, Chicago, might be a good target date?
Yeah, I mean, especially for a Chicago kid, right? Like, I think we have criminally underestimated how much they miss him. Mm-hmm. Right? I mean, the guy's their leading receiver the last 2 years, and we have barely talked about how much they miss him.
Well, and especially if you want yards after catch guys, right? Like, that's what Tucker Kraft was, and I think Matthew Golden can be one of those guys when given opportunities. I just wish they gave him more opportunities, but Jaden Reed has proven that he can be that guy.
Yep. I hope they open the window soon so I can talk to him on the record.
Always appreciate it, Jason. Look forward to hearing you more on Wilde and Tausch coming up at 9 o'clock.
All right, boys. Take care. Be good.
Jason Wilde joins us 3 times a week here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. If you're looking for that perfect gift for that golfer in your life, look, I know it's hard. I'm one of them. We can be hard to shop for because it seems like we already have everything that we need. But you know what everybody could always use? A little bit of sim time at X-Golf inside American Family Field. And you need to take advantage of the Black Friday deal that they'll have going on November 28th through the 31st. 20% off gift cards up to $300. That's right, and that's good for sim time. That's good for all the great things they have going on at X-Golf inside American Family Field. And it's a space like you've never seen before. Of course, they've got the 7 state-of-the-art simulators inside X-Golf, but a beautiful view inside the ballpark overlooking left field, unlike anything. And look, it's an easy gift. Just swing by on Black Friday, get 20% off gift cards up to $300 at X-Golf inside American Family Field.